Hey guys, thanks for joining us on Real Faith Radio, presented by Praise Chapel Las Vegas. Subscribe to us on Apple and Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, and Spotify to get notified when new episodes are available to download or stream. You can also follow us on social media at PC Las Vegas and visit our website, praisechapellasvegas.com, to find out more about us and give online. Thanks again for joining and enjoy today's message.
For the Lord, amen. Come on, ladies, make some noise. I don't know about you, but when it's too quiet, I'll get more nervous. So just don't be quiet. Have a Sara Cynthia. It's such an honor, really, for me. Pastor Cynthia, she was my mentor, my pastor for 2 years, and I learned so much from her. So I feel honored and privileged. And thank you, Pastora Maria, for reaching out and, you know, for believing in God first, and you know, in me as a woman of God, and it's such a beautiful moment. And I'm just trusting, I'm believing, I'm stepping out in faith, I'm being already renewed, amen? Because as you're gonna notice, English is not my first language, but I'm gonna be trying here, so bear with me and pray for me, amen? I'm so blessed, so excited, amen? My husband and I, we have 3 children. My youngest, she's here. She's always with me. So I feel blessed, you know, that she gets to see mommy in action. Amen. It's a renewal. Amen. So let's start. By saying that everything must always be in constant state of renewal. Everything we own, right? Our cars, everything, our houses, our belongings, you know, we always want to upgrade. We want to be renewed constantly, you know, or all the things that we possess, they constantly need to be changed, replaced, or renewed. Nature, even nature, amen, must go through a process of renewal. Our houses, amen, amen, our houses, our bodies, you know, it's time, you know, like they were saying, hormones and stuff like that. I'm like, wow, not the glasses? That's the first time I'm using them. So, yeah, I'm getting used to it. It's kind of weird. But, yeah, my eyes, they need to be renewed. So this is helping. It's just so weird. I was texting. So I was like, so I don't know what happened. I can't just, like, there's no privacy for me anymore. So I'm like, time to go to a doctor. Yeah, so, and then I'm going to tell you a little secret. Are we live or no? No, okay, so it's just women's. Okay, so that's gonna make me feel better. So I never got the surgery to not to have babies, right? So I was talking to my mom. I'm already 44, and I told my mom, "Mom, should I do it now?" And she's like, "Ya para qué, ya que se te va a quitar." She's like, "No, for what? It's almost gone. You know, it's almost gone. So it's okay. So we're good." No, it was scary because I always have dreams about me being pregnant. About me in labor, I'm like, so scary. I'm like, I should do it, but I don't know. I always pray, God, let it be spiritual sons and daughters, you know. Let it be ministry. Let it be something from the kingdom. Not here, not this kingdom. This kingdom's done. This kingdom has no patience at all, no patience. But anyway, so we must understand, amen, that we always have to be renewed, constant change, amen. I don't know about you, but I don't like change. Like, we started ministry all Spanish, but then we started to see the need to transition to bilingual. And it's been struggle for me, and it's been a challenge, but like I said, I'm stepping out in faith, I'm trusting God, so here I am, amen. So we must understand that for things or people or even nature to function effectively, or right, it has to be changed. It has to be a process of change, and we must grow, mature, amen. Not just grow, but mature. We have to evolve, become new, be reborn sometimes, amen. Sometimes daily. Sometimes depending on the season or because of wear and tear. We must change, but change has to be constant and has to be all the time, all the time, all the time. So don't get comfortable. Don't get comfortable, sister. Let me tell you. Don't do it. I was sitting there. I was just like looking at the clock. Oh my God. I went to the restroom. Like, please God, make it go slow. But you know what? This is me changing. Changing is here, amen. And it's just not for me, it's for everybody. It's for every. So don't be afraid. Embrace the change. Embrace the change, amen. Are we ready for change? If we want to change the world out there, we have to be the change starters, amen. So the whole creation even went through a process of renewal. And you can go to Genesis 1:31, or you can look at the screen. Genesis 1:31 says, God looked at everything that he made, and he saw that it was very good. So it wasn't because it was wrong, but because of sin that it needed to be remade. So it was good at the beginning. It was beautiful and it was fruitful. Maybe that was us at the beginning, right? When we started, oh yeah, let's do this. But then life comes, right? But the Lord saw that men and women on the earth have become very, very bad. They thought only of evil things all the time. The Lord was sorry that he had made humans and put them on the earth. He became very upset. So the Lord said, I made humans, but now I will destroy them. I will completely take them off the earth as well as human people. I will also destroy the animals, the living things that move on the ground and the birds. I'm so sorry that I made them. So even earth, even creation has to be remade, had to be renewed. So when some things or someone stop working for the purpose for what or he or it was originally created, it needs to be checked out. It needs to be reinvented. It needs to be replaced, but it's better when it's renewed. Amen. Every single person, every animal or thing that has a creator at some point in their life must go through this process. Are we ready for the process? Be honest. You don't have to, come on, don't lie. Don't lie. God is watching us. He's here, so don't lie. Sometimes we don't like to go through the process. Nobody likes the process. She said, I don't like to wait in line. I don't like the process. I can wait. I have patience, but I don't like the process. I don't like being processed, but we have to, amen? We have to. When you are working towards personal growth, and we are, amen, introspection is usually the first step along the way, right? And we weren't here yesterday, you know, all the things inside of us, inside our minds, our soul, amen? But I want to kind of take it to a different route. Sometimes we have to look outward, amen? Not inside, not today, not this morning, but outward, amen? Particularly towards nature, because that can unlock new perspectives about us. Nature follows a cycle. It's so simple. Cycles, amen? We were talking about cycles yesterday, amen? But we're talking about nature here, amen? Nature follows cycles of growth and dormancy. And in the spring, rebirth comes with blossoming, and it's beautiful. A telltale signs of renewal. In the summer, I don't know here, but in California is way better. But so I'm not sorry. Yay. I'm going back tonight. Amen. So in the summer, abundance and vitality are expressed through every plant and creature as they reach their respective peaks. But autumn, right, is the gateway to transition. Maybe I feel like I'm in autumn. I'm transitioning. Amen. Not spring, not summer, but in autumn. It's a transition season. Amen. And we love it, you know, because it's not too hot, not too cold. It's just right. That's my favorite season. Autumn is the gateway to transition, marked by falling leaves and the start of a gradual retreat. Finally, winter closes the loop with a period of rest when life slowed down to await for renewal once again. Cycles, amen, cycles, cycles, cycles. We have been told, look inside. But today I'm telling you, sister, look outside. Just for a moment, look outside, look around you. Look around you, look at your sisters, look at your church, your children. Amen. Look outside for a little bit. Look outside. Look around the world that we are living in. The times, the challenges we face, the battles we are fighting today. Whoa, they're harsh. Amen. This is no game. Amen. We are fighting some evil and perverse things. Amen. This is the world that we're living in. So if we look around, amen, everything has to change. Everything has changed. The laws, everything, amen. Even the church has to change, amen. Hallelujah. The issues we must overcome, everything has changed. Maybe since the day you first received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, maybe since the day you started serving in ministry, amen, I can say amen, or maybe today as new believer, everything living or not living has to change. But what about us? Are we changing? Are we ready for change? Are we ready to be processed? What about the church? What about our congregations? What about our ministries? What about our families? Everything has to change. Everything has to be renewed. Amen. I don't know about you, but processes are hard. Amen. But we have to be willing. We have to move forward. We have to advance. We have to be willing always to go ahead and let go. Amen. Hallelujah. But what about the rest of us? What about if you're, you know, comfortable where you're at, but what about the rest of us? Maybe you have a perfect life, not me, right? But we have to be willing to be processed in order to change to come. Amen. Hallelujah. What about the things that aren't changing in our lives? That's another thing. Why aren't we seeing change around us? Why are we not changing? Hallelujah. Maybe you are asking yourself this question. Why am I not where I want to be? Or where I'm supposed to be? Why is everything changing and I still feel in the same place? In the same position? With the same way of thinking? With the same battles and fighting with the same problems? Why do I feel the growth but not the change? Because I don't know, but my dad, I'm glad he's not looking at this, but my dad, he's 60-something, but he still thinks like a child. He grew, but he never matured. And it's sad when you see people coming to church for years, but they never grow spiritual. They never mature in their gifts. They never serve. There's no maturity, amen? It could be growth, but not change, not maturity. You can be big, but still be full of pride. You can be full of bitterness or unhappiness or resentment. You can be on the top of the mountain, sister, but you can still feel in the valley. You can still function, but not being effective. You can still go to work. You can still bring a check each week, but you don't feel fulfilled. You don't feel like you're doing something for you. You can still function, but not being effective. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel this way. I'm like, I'm doing, but I don't feel change. I don't feel like things are changing around me. Amen. You can sing, right? You can sing, but not be a worshiper. You can give. You can bring your money to the offering basket, but not be cheerful. And we have to be careful. You can smile. You can smile today and look pretty, but you cannot be filled with joy. You can still speak, but not communicate. Hallelujah. You can lift your hands to the heavens, but still have a closed heart. All these things are signs of renewal. All these things are signs of renewal. This time for us to embrace change. Amen. When something in our house is broken, we replace it, right? When we want to get an upgrade or we buy something new, but sometimes we can agree that we love our house, right? We love our cars, our things, man, but sometimes they're already rusty, old, and they need to be upgraded. They need to be renewed, right? If you love your car, you don't want to replace it, you go take it to the body shop, you know, some paint, new brakes, tune up, whatever it needs, right? Because you love it. You love that house. You love that all, you know, curve appeal, whatever it is that you like. Amen. But you don't want to replace it. So you start working for some ideas. You go to Pinterest. I don't know about you, but I have like lots of boards, never do anything. Just, you know, especially chicken recipes. I have them all. Never cook one of those recipes. Yeah, but you know, but you're always trying to be creative, right? But we don't do it. What's going on? Lo mismo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love our houses. We love our places. But we need to recognize that sometimes we neglect our places. We neglect our houses, you know? We have accumulated so much junk. I don't know here. I've been looking around. The houses are big. Over there in LA, they're a little bit smaller. But they're big. So I just can imagine all my stuff. I can make, you know, it can work. you know, you have a lot of space, a lot of room to bring all your junk, but still you're going to bring more. So don't be tempted, sister. Don't be tempted. Amen. We know that we want to do changes, so we have to get rid of the junk. Amen. We know that it's time to let go of some things. Maybe some old furniture, old decor, all your Magnolia Farm style. We love it, right? Yeah, but we need to change, amen? We need to upgrade. Maybe in the past, you collected so many things, but you don't need them anymore. You need to get rid of them so you can make space for the new stuff, amen? Hallelujah. We need to get rid of the old furniture, stinky old couch, amen, those rugs and carpets, old decor, old stuff that is not working for us anymore, amen? Maybe in the past, but not for the new me. Just say it. This is not for the new me. This car, this job, this person, these relationships, amen, it's not for the new me. I'm being renewed. So there's things, sister, I know, because I know my God. When we go out after all the preaching and all the ministry that this Holy Spirit is going to do, there's going to be things that you're going to go home and say, you know what, I don't need this. There's going to be people texting you, calling you, and you're going to say, you know what, I don't feel like answering this call. You're going to be renewed. You're going to need some new furniture in your house. You're going to need some new things, amen. You're going to need the new things that God wants to give you, the new life, that abundant life that God wants to give us, amen? We need to get rid of all things that even remind us of our past, things that remind us of who we were and don't let us see who we want to be. Maybe old photos, check your phones, ladies, maybe those boxes under your bed, maybe old photos of past experiences or relationships that don't let us see the new ones we are longing for. Signs of renewal. We love our things. We love our lives. We love our ministry. We love our families. We love all these things, right? But we must recognize when it's time for renewal. Don't get attached. It's time to let go, amen? It's time for renewal. Not talking about replacing today, but I'm talking about renewal, amen? And I looked up some definitions for the word renewed, and I loved it. I found some interesting stuff. And the first one is having been resumed. And you can say that something is renewed when it grows back again after it has been damaged, destroyed, or lost. This is one of the definitions, having been resumed. Chapter 18, verses 3 to 6. And we know this scripture, amen? So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something on the wheel. But the vessel that he was making of clay was spoiled in the hands of the potter. So he remade it into another vessel as it pleases the potter to make. Amen? Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, am I not able, house of Israel, to deal with you as this potter does, declares the Lord? Behold, like the clay in the potter's hands, so are you in my hand. O house of Praise Chapel, Las Vegas. Hallelujah. Am I not able, says the Lord, am I not able to remade you? Everything in the creation, everything that exists was created by the word of God. But let me remind you of something, not us. Since our beginnings, he took the time and he formed us like this potter. He molded us with his bare hands and shaped us conforming to his image. And like the scripture says, in the house of the potter, sometimes the vessels are ruined and are spoiled and had to be remade. The same happens with our lives in the world and in our daily routines. Amen. We get ruined. We get damaged. We get destroyed. But sometimes because of somebody's abused. But sometimes too because of poor decisions and choices. But today we have the opportunity to be made new again in the hands of our Father. Aren't you glad? Even though we messed up yesterday, we have another opportunity this morning. I don't know if somebody else came from outside Las Vegas, but maybe you went to the casinos last night and you know that, you know, some things weren't right. This morning, like, God, made me again. Made me new again. Remade me again. Do me again. Give me another opportunity. And he's so faithful and so good and full of mercy. I love him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Won't you let him this morning? Would you let him, God, do whatever you want to do with my life? Whatever that is that you desire for me, would you let him this morning, my sisters? Hallelujah. Out of the dirt, he formed us once. Would you let him give you beauty instead of ashes? Would you let him give you oil of gladness instead of mourning? And garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair? Would you let him out of the ruins of our lives, of our messes, make us new again? Would you let him? Just say, God, I will let you do whatever you want. I will let you do whatever you please. Because you are my God, you are my Father, you are my Creator. Other definition that I found that I really loved, it's renewal, but it's reestablished. And it means to be firm or stable. And we were just talking, Pastor, about stability, right? Balance. We all need this. And when we're being renewed, we're being reestablished. Amen? We're being made stable and firm. So I want to go to another scripture in the Bible, amen? And this is Nehemiah. And I'm going really fast because I want to go and take you somewhere. The city's officers did not know that I had done this. I had not told anyone what I had decided to do. I had not told anyone of the other Jews, their priests, their leaders, or the city's officers. I had not told any of my people why would... Forget about that. Go to 17. But then I said to them, this is the part. But then I said to them, we have a big problem. Jerusalem has become a heap of stones. Fire has burned the gates. You must help to build the city walls again. Amen. The city walls again. Then we will not longer be ashamed of our city. We will not longer be ashamed of our city. I don't know about you, but I've done some stuff, and I was ashamed of it. And I'm still am. But you know what? God remade me. He renewed me. He repositioned me, and he reestablished me. That's the God we serve. And like Nehemiah was telling here, you know, we need to rebuild. We need to be rebuilt. Right? Why? Because we don't want to live our lives in shame anymore. Hallelujah. We don't want to live like that anymore. And Nehemiah was, you know, recalling these beautiful walls, this beautiful temple, the beautiful city. But he saw it and it was all in ruin. It was burned down to the ground. And he was like, no, I want to see my city again. I want to see it like beautiful like it was. So I won't have to be ashamed of my city. And sometimes this is us, right? We feel ashamed because maybe when we started, you know, serving, we were like good and in fire, doing this and doing that. But then along the way, stuff, things, situations, life, our own decisions, you know, brought shame to our lives. But God is letting us know today that He can rebuild us so we no longer be ashamed of our lives, of our past. Amen. And this is something that is close to my heart. And, you know, construction, talking about construction, you know, my son and my husband, they both are carpenters. So this is really familiar for me when they're always talking about construction. They're like, oh, I hate doing construction. You know, when people wants to, oh, save this wall, and I want this pillar, and I want that. And they just want to demolish everything, right? So start a brand new thing, because it's hard, you know, to try to preserve things, you know, and mix old with new. It's hard, you know? It's hard. So they always talking about, no, I'd rather just start from scratch and start rebuilding from the ground. Amen. So it's difficult to rebuild, amen, a life even with an old foundation. Amen. And I wanted to pay attention here, because that's one of the things that sometimes we want to do as women of God, and we shouldn't. You know, we want a new life in God, but we're still trying to build in an old foundation. I'm telling you, it's not going to last. And I know this because I tried it before and it didn't work. You know, everything that you try to build, if it's not in God's foundation, on Him, His Word, you know what He wants, it's not going to last. So you need to move everything, all materials, all walls, whatever it is that you're working with, and start fresh and let Him build you up. Amen. In Scripture, the gates of Jerusalem were burned. They were burned down to the ground, and the walls had to be rebuilt. This was a massive task, but Nehemiah wanted to restore the city that he remembered. But it is difficult to try to rebuild and restore on top an old foundation. So where there were still in all things, old foundations, and you're trying to blend, you know, the new with the old, it's not going to work. You cannot be rebuilt and be firm and being reestablished holding on to the old way. You cannot be rebuilt and be reestablished holding on to the old way of doing things. Amen. When anyone is in Christ, it's a whole new creation. When anyone is in Christ, it's a whole new creation. The old things are gone. And suddenly, I love this translation, it says, suddenly everything, it's new. Don't you rather, my sister, have a brand new house? Don't you rather, amen, start building a brand new house? Hallelujah, a brand new life for you and your family? Don't you rather be like you were once remembered, happy, full of joy, amen, before you enter maybe a bad relationship? Don't you rather maybe step back and just think, I was good. I was a good mother. What happened to me? I was a good wife. I was a good minister. I was this. I was that. What happened? Maybe you step back into your own darkness. Why are we still trying to rebuild our life in Christ, holding on to our past? Holding still to that person, that relationship, whom we know that is destroying us. Why are we still struggling to let go of the unforgiveness when Jesus is telling you this morning that you are a whole new creation? Why hold on to the past? Or why are you trying to rebuild your new life holding on to the old foundation? The people of Israel always went back. All the time, they always went back to their sinful nature. They always, you know, they were good and then they were bad. They were good and then bad. It was a cycle, like Pastora Cinta was telling us last night. They go back because they are not willing to let go. They always thought, you know, oh, I wanna serve you, God, but you know, Egypt, you know. All the things, all the blessings. I want to serve in church, but all the things, you know, that I'm missing out with my friends, with these people, with that person over there. You know, the people of Israel always went back to their sinful ways because they never were willing to let go. Let go of the idolatry, their slave mentality, the victim mentality. They never let go of the we are poor mentality. We don't have this, we don't have that. I'm not look like this, I'm not looking like that. They always went back because they never let go of their poor mentality. Amen, I'm a slave, I'm a sinner, I'm this, I'm that. You know, they never let go. So I don't look like this or that mentality. Just Jesus is telling us today we are a whole new creation. And you don't pour new wine in the old wineskin. Amen. You want the new things from God, you need to let go. You need to let go. You need to let go right now. This is your day. This is the opportunity that we all have to start. Amen. A brand new life in Jesus Christ. Amen. You want the new things from God, let go the old things from your life, your past. Amen. You want to be reestablished on a solid foundation? That is Jesus Christ, the cornerstone. Amen. The one who was rejected, but now in whom we are accepted. He was rejected, but in him we are accepted. Amen. Give him glory this morning, amen, because he deserves it all. The third and last definition of renewal that I love is the word revived. The word revived means to restore consciousness or life, to restore from a depressed, hello, amen, depressed, inactive, or unused state. Bring back. The word revive means to restore consciousness of or life, to restore from a depressed state, being inactive or being unused. Amen. It's to bring back. Amen. We talk about resume. Amen. To being brought back again after being damaged, lost, or destroyed. Amen. We talk about being reestablished after being destroyed and burned down to the ground, like the city walls of Jerusalem. But we talk about being remade on the potter's hands, letting go of the old things. But there's more for us this morning. Amen. Most modern Bible translations reference the word renewal in some form at least 66 times in the Bible. So make sure that God is in the midst of renewal. Amen. He's doing something constantly, amen. It's something that God desires for us, and he speaks about it in his word. Hallelujah. Put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of our Creator. Colossians 3:10. Put on the new self, Colossians 3:10, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its Creator. It's our job, it's your job and my job to put on, amen? But also, my sister, it's your decision. It's up to you. It's your responsibility. We must take action, amen, to put on, amen? We have to work for it, amen? We have to put on a new self, amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To put on, to be renewed in the knowledge of our God and to know what he wants for us. And we must understand that it's the will of God to let go. Hallelujah. And I'm going to keep reading. I'm on Colossians chapter 3 if you're taking notes. You were raised from dead with Christ. So live for what is in heaven, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Think, sister, think only about what is up there, not what is here on earth. This is the way you're being renewed. This is how you're being renewed. Amen. Your old self has died, and your new life is kept with Jesus Christ in God. Yes, Christ is now. Amen. Say, Christ is now your life. And when he comes again, you will share his glory. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? Hallelujah. Verse 5 says, so put Here we go again. So put everything evil out of your life. And it says sexual sin. Hello. Doing anything immoral. Letting sinful thoughts control you. And wanting things that are wrong. And don't keep wanting more and more of yourself, which is the same as worshiping a false idol. I'm reading Colossians chapter 3. You can read it yourself. And it said, put everything evil out of your life. Everything evil. And don't keep wanting more and more for yourself, which is the same as worshiping a false God. And we see it every day. It's me, 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 and me. Me, 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 and me. We must be renewed. We must renew our thoughts and attitudes. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. And I'm going to read 17 to 29. And I'm going to go slow here because I want to finish with this. Ephesians chapter 4, 17 to verse 29. I have something from the Lord to tell you. I warn you, don't continue living like those who don't believe. Their thoughts are worth nothing. They have no understanding and they know nothing because they refuse to listen. So they cannot have the life that God gives. They have lost their feeling of shame and use their lives to do what is morally wrong. More and more, they want to do all kinds of evil. But that way of life is nothing like what you learned when you came to know Christ. I know that you heard about him, and in him, you were taught the truth. Yes, sister, the truth is in Jesus. You were taught to live your old self. This means that you must stop living the evil way you lived before. That old self gets worse and worse because people are fooled by the evil they want to do. You must be made new in your heart and in your thinking. You must be made new in your heart and in your thinking. Be that new person who was made to be like God. Truly good and pleasing to who? To him. So you must stop telling lies. You must always speak the truth to each other because we all here, we all belong to each other. Amen? We are the same body. When you are angry, hello? When you are angry, don't let that anger make you sin. And don't stay angry all day. Don't give the devil a way to defeat you. Don't give the devil a way to defeat you. Whoever has been stealing, hello, must stop and start working. They must use their hands for doing something good. Then they will have something to share with those who are poor. When you talk, don't say anything bad, but say the good things that people need, whatever will help them to grow stronger. Then what you say will be a blessing for those who hear you. You want to see somebody grow around you? Be a blessing for them. The things you are saying makes a big impact. You want to see people change? Well, start declaring truth and life to their lives, amen, to help them grow stronger. Verse 30. And don't make the Holy Spirit, please, sister, don't make the Holy Spirit sad. God gave you his spirit as proof that you belong to him and that he will keep you safe until the day he makes us free. Isn't the word wonderful? Isn't the word of God powerful? Isn't the word of God true? Isn't the word of God living? It is. Revived. This is what the word of God does to us. Amen. To restore us. To restore our consciousness. To establish us. Hallelujah. This is what the power of the word of God does. Transformed us and renewed us. It gives purpose. Amen. It gives purpose to a new life, the life we were supposed to live since the beginning of creation, the new life that we now can have in Jesus Christ. That is why we never give up. Our physical body, yes, is becoming older and weaker, but our spirit inside us is made new every day. 2 Corinthians 4:16. We have small troubles, yeah. We have small troubles all the time, but it's for a while. But these troubles are helping us to gain an eternal glory. That eternal glory is much greater than our troubles. So we think about, we cannot see, not what we see. What we see lasts only a short time. And what we cannot see will last forever. So to be renewed means to be resumed. To begin to do or pursue something again, or maybe something after a pause, maybe interruption. To take upon or go on with again, amen, after a period of dormance. Amen, we have to continue. We have to resume a journey, amen. We have to occupy again our place. We have to be reestablished. And it means to make firm and stable, to cause us to grow and multiply, to be confirmed, to make fast and strengthened, to be revived, to be restored from a depressed and inactive and boring life without Christ. And I'm finished with this. 1 Peter 5, verse 10. And this is the New English Translation, and it says, "And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ," it says, "will himself restore," amen, "restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." This is the God we serve. This is the God we serve today. Amen. He will restore, he will confirm, he will establish you again. Amen. Be blessed, sister, and let go. Amen. And let God. Let God be your creator once again. Hallelujah. So thank you, everybody. Amen. And we'll see you over there in California. Oh, I'll come back.
Ooh, yeah. Amen. Ooh, good word. Amen. Quick break. Potty break. Stretch your legs. What? You're hungry? Go raid the kitchen. Frio, huh? Yeah? Do you have water?